Yeah, I think Mr. Zelensky is a very interesting figure on a number of counts. Let me kind of tote up some positives and then a couple question marks. The positives are that in his campaign and also in his first months in office, he's advocated a very strong pro-reform agenda, anti-corruption, pro-Western. I mean, his first overseas travel was to Brussels to meet the leadership of both the European Union and NATO. And then his next stops were Paris and Berlin. He's very much signaled that Ukraine's course will remain towards the West. And I think that appeals to a large segment of the Ukrainian population. The questions come in is his experience. He comes from, he was an entertainer, both in movies and television, very popular entertainer. But does he have the expertise to run a government? He's appointed a very interesting cabinet. It's very young. The average age is probably around 35. And again, there's a lot of figures in that cabinet who talk about building a new Ukraine, really achieving the country's potential as becoming a normal European state. But are they going to have the expertise to just manage the day-to-day doings of making the trains run on time in government? There's also, again, this question about his relationship with the oligarch Ihor Kolomoisky, and the jury, I think, is still out on that one. But a couple other points I would make about President Zelensky. One is he is in something of a unique position for a Ukrainian president in that the prime minister, Ukraine sort of shares executive power between the president and the prime minister. The prime minister is his guy. And for the first time since Ukraine regained independence in 1991, President Zelensky, his party, has a solid majority in Ukraine's parliament. So the stars are aligned fairly well. Previous presidents had to deal with very divided parliaments. So he has the power to make changes, but he's also in a situation where if changes don't happen, it's all on him. He can't blame anybody else.